Today we'll be exploring Arctic with Captain Maywin Beadle. She was the first female captain to take superyacht through the Northwest Passage. Hi Maywin.
Hi Yana. Thank you very much for having me here.
The Arctic is one of the least explored and most rapidly changing regions on the planet. What roles do explore yachts play in scientific data collection, and what kind of research have you supported?
Expedition yachts and explore yachts are in a very unique position where we go to places where not very many people go, and we have the ability to spend some time there. I was involved in one particular expedition on the east coast of Greenland with a scientific charter, which brought so much value to the principal, and it meant that we could go to places where we would not normally have been able to have access.
Navigating the Northwest Passage requires a deep understanding of ice, weather patterns, and remote logistics. What was the most challenging part of the journey?
Anderson summed it up very well when he said, you know, good planning, people call that good luck. And actually, the most challenging part of the journey is often the preparation and making sure that absolutely everything is perfectly organized so that the trip goes very smoothly. The remote logistics are definitely the most challenging task.
Sailing in the Arctic must come with moments of pure magic. What experiences left you in awe?
An incredibly both desolate but most magical, beautiful place that you've ever seen. And the light is incredible and the ice is amazing and quite intriguing. The wildlife can be fabulous. The culture is fascinating. And so everything about the place comes together in this mystical world.
Maywin, you had a very interesting high-tech device on board. It was the Panablu camera, right?
Yeah, so the camera we had on board was really amazing. It took a picture every minute, 360 degrees all the way around the boat. It gave an enormous spatial awareness of where you were within that image, and you can go back in online and find the entire journey documented. So every single glacier we passed is now recorded on the camera, or on the server, I should say. And to be able to go back into that was both, you know, it was both very magical as a personal journey, but also to have that record of the geology and the glaciation around us. I'm hoping at some point we'll be able to share that with some scientists that will find that useful.
Expedition captains need a unique blend of technical skills and leadership. So what personal qualities do you think are essential?
I think as a leader in that situation, you have to be able to inspire your crew, to inspire everybody else around you to appreciate and respect the area that you're in. There's an awful lot that can go wrong, and not everybody who goes into that environment fully understands the repercussions of what could happen. Everybody has to work together.
If you could only use three words to describe your voyage, what would they be?
I think they would be savage, desolate, and Narnia. It's such an amazingly magical place.
Very fairy tale-ish.
Fairy tale-ish.